Right now, it's time to go to a place where it's not 30-some degrees and raining. We're going to go to Jaisalmer, India, and bring in Arjun Singh. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Arjun Singh. Hi, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, or good afternoon. So, is it still freezing there?
It's 67 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, it's cold. I think I'm right now. I don't want to go out. For me, it's really cold. You can also listen to the voice problem because of the cold. It's getting, and so everybody is at home right now. And especially in the ladies are very busy in the kitchen there. They are just making some hot snacks which I think similar to onion rings and French fries like that. We call them pakoras, with the chickpeas, and they just fry it. So we are waiting for that, and then soon we are going to just eat that because that helps you when it's very cold. So really, it's getting cold right now in Jaisalmer.
And are you in town, or are you in your house, or are you at the family house?
Yes, at family home there right now, and all of my parents, my mother sees cooking all those things in the kitchen there. So we are going to stay here till dinner, and then we will go back to our home. And so mostly we do like to go during the dinner time at the parents, and then we just eat together and then go back to the home.
How long does it take you?
It takes about if you just a walking distance, it takes about 15 to 20 minutes a walk, so it's not so far. So it becomes Gilda wants to go for a walk, so we just go and eat and then we come back. Otherwise, we can by car or bike. It takes 5 to 7 minutes and we can come.
And then is Anita also after work? Does she work in the kitchen with your mother, or is she able to just come for dinner?
No, she always assists her there, and she is in the kitchen. And because all the ladies, when they just come back after the work, either they work or they don't work, it doesn't matter, but they always busy in the kitchen. It's not like that one lady is doing something and another is watching TV. It's not like that. All the ladies, they are always busy in the kitchen. If there are three or four or sometimes five ladies in the home, they all are in the kitchen. So it's not like that some other are just gossiping or watching TV and somehow cooking the food. No. So the elder one, she commands that what to do and what to just cook, but they all are busy in the kitchens, helping each other, assisting. It's like that. So she's there, and then she's assisting my mother, and my mother, because it's cold, so they don't believe in the medicines, they believe in the food, what kind of food you should eat. So especially for the kids, they are just making a soup, like a millet soup. So they will just give them millet soup, because, and then for my father, ginger tea. So it's good for when it's very cold. And I also added to my mother that it's better if you add some honey to that. So hopefully she will add that, because before that she always make that ginger tea. We don't detect black tea, we use that tea with the milk and sugar and ginger and all those things. So it's called Indian masala tea. So my father is having that 3 or 4 times in a day, in the evening, especially when he sleeps. So everyone has a separate kind of, like the kids, they are going to have that millet soup. We are interested in the snacks, because they are of chickpeas, and it's good if you are having cold enough. So food is now special. If you go in the market right now, you can see only the tea stalls there. The people are having teas, that's it. No any juices there. All the juices stalls are closed, not in function right now. Most of the people, they are having teas or the snacks, very hot snacks like now.
Now I'm going to ask, when I was a kid, I used to drink tea. My grandmother, and this sounds strange to me, but because I don't do it now, but you just mentioned something that brought it back to my. I used to drink tea with milk in it, and I liked the taste back then. I tried it once about a year ago, and I just didn't like it at all. But I used to drink that a lot as a kid.
Well, people either drink tea with milk in it or they don't. It's like drinking coffee with milk in it or not. I drink coffee black.
See, right. I drink it with milk in it. So, right. Anyways, it was interesting to hear that.
It's
is your tea a strong tea there, Arjun? Is it a very strong tea?
Assam.
Yes, it's very strong and very sweet also. And then the people, they especially use ginger in that. And milk, without milk, it's not possible. If you go somewhere, the people will just, they offer you tea. It means the tea with the milk, of course. Even in the market, if you can't say. For example, sometimes happen that the many tourists we have here in the market, and then they ask for the tea. And then they get the tea and they say that, no, we don't want with the milk. So it's not possible, because everywhere at the tea stalls, the milk is already mixed to that, so you can't get it. So sometimes if you want the black tea, then you have to tell in advance. Even in big hotels or restaurants, you can have it. But in the stalls in the market there, I don't think that you will get a black tea or tea without milk. And in restaurants, in good restaurants or in big hotels right now, if you go for, they give you the sugar separate. Here, it's not like, even in my home, we don't have the option that you add sugar separately. It's already mixed in that. We don't have sugar cubes or sugar in separate. When we just make this tea, when we prepare the tea, we already just mix the sugar in the tea there. We pour all this. First, you just boil the water, then you add milk there, and then you just pour some teaspoons of sugar there, and then you boil for 5 to 10 minutes, and then you just serve it. So it's an Indian masala tea, very popular. Each and every home, we have that kind of tea. We just take early in the morning, even the before opening your eyes, you want that. And most of the people, they are in habit of having that kind of tea in the bed there. So this is very, very, very normal here, because whenever you go somewhere, everyone would like to offer you a cup of tea. And tea, that means tea with the milk, sugar, and tea leaves. So very strong tea. The people do like very strong tea here.
All right, one more question for me before we go. And I know I used to always love, when I was younger, to go to my different family houses. If you went and visited in the summertime and you had a meal, it was different. But when it was cold out and you opened up the door and you smelled all the food that my grandmother and her sisters were cooking, it just always was, it made it feel warmer. When you walk in the house and they're frying up the food, like you say now, and it's cold outside, does that also make you feel warmer by just smelling the food?
Of course, really, it gives you a great feeling that, okay, now I'm safe. Because, of course, if you think so, well, most of our food in Indian kitchens, it's fried. You get it fried. So when we see the oil in the pot there, it means something is going to be fried. So, of course, the people would love it. And especially everything that is fried is hot. So when we see that, when we listen that kind of sound in the kitchen, that something is being fried there, or the ladies are just preparing to fry something, of course you feel better, and then you think, oh, okay, now it's fine for me. So most of the people in the market, you can see they are just close to those stalls. We have small stalls and vendors. They are selling like hot snacks, like onion rings and French fries, similar to them, not like the same onion rings which I ate there. But the people would just gather there, and then they see all those things being prepared. So they have a feeling of like it's like a hot, and it's a good feeling for them.
All right.
Well, that's very nice. And the lucky women. Sometime we'll talk about that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Arjun, we'll speak to you next week.
Feel better. Sir. Thank you, ma'am. So kind of you.
All right, bye-bye. That is Around the World, of course, with Arjun Singh, who's in Jaisalmer, India. The big-